Hey everyone, I'm Amber and this is my podcast on conspiracy theories. This podcast is going to be really fun and exciting. This is technically for a school project, but I don't want it to seem like that. I just want this to be a podcast that I can have fun with. So, in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about different conspiracy theories, preferably the most popular ones. I'm going to talk about one of the most popular conspiracy theory at the moment, Area 51. So as you may have heard, recently the Area 51 raid happened in late September, and it wasn't everything we thought it was going to be, but I personally still thought it was pretty cool, like a costume party. I didn't go, I live kind of far from Nevada. Anyways, let's talk about the theory itself. I will talk more about the raid later. Alright, let's start with the basic idea of this conspiracy. So basically, there's an area, Area 51, where the government keeps aliens. No one knows what they actually have in that area, but most people think that it's aliens. That is basically the whole main idea of the conspiracy theory. There's an area in Nevada with aliens, and that's pretty much all it is. Area 51's official name is the Nevada Test and Training Range. It is used as a training range for the U.S. Air Force. It is totally restricted to the public and is protected by armed guards. You also cannot get in from the sky because there's lots of air traffic control. 54% of U.S. adults say that they think that the government is hiding things from us. 27% say that it is unlikely, and 19% say that they really just don't know. I got those statistics from CNN. You can believe what you want. Do you actually think there's aliens in Area 51? I will tell you guys more about my input on the conspiracy theory at the end of this podcast episode. Why don't we talk about the raid? I'm going to tell you guys about my thoughts on the raid. When I first heard about it, I thought it was going to be this great thing, and I thought that it would be awesome, and everyone would raid Area 51, and we would see the secrets being unveiled. But then again, I also thought that it was just going to be a meme and nothing else, and I kind of expected there to only be 100 people that would show up. And turns out, that is more of the reality of the event. There was only a couple thousand that showed up and didn't really do anything. They all just hung around, some got interviewed, and they all just had some fun. Two Dutch people actually did try to raid Area 51. They got like 3 miles deep into it, and then they got caught and arrested. Also, it's greatly promised that there would be Naruto runners, and yes, I'm excited to say that there was some. So at least we got one thing we wanted. I myself don't watch anime, but I think it's pretty cool. I used to watch a little bit of Pokemon with my brother when I was younger. I don't know what happened. But yeah, that's how the raid went. I wish that it was more exciting and that maybe it would become a holiday or something crazy like that. Like maybe National Area 51 Raid Day. Still thinking of a better name, but yeah, that would have been fun. I have my friends here, they're laughing at me, but they're gonna give their input on what they thought about the raid. Here's Kayla.
I think that if everyone wanted to know if there was really aliens, then they should openly ask the government. And if the government shows signs of not telling the full truth, then I would say probably not raid it, but probably, like, we don't want to be violent here, guys. But, just, I don't know.
That's send kind drones
of,
in.
Yeah, send drones. They won't get caught. They can turn invisible.
What? Okay, well, here's Cassidy on her thoughts.
I mean, I think that the Area 51 raid was actually going to be, like, I thought there was actually going to be a lot of people to show up, and I thought it would be actually, like, kind of funny to see everyone just run in, and, like, it was kind of be ending up in a war, though.
Kind of let down. That's not what happened.
Do I say, like,
not yet. Okay, guys. All right. Update. My friends weren't laughing at me. They were laughing on some scissors that were laying on the floor. Just
because
they're kind of creepy. Anyways, let's get to my input on the conspiracy. So, time for my input on the conspiracy. No, I don't think that there's actually aliens there, but I do think that the government is definitely hiding something from us. Do I know what that something is? Of course not. But why else would the government be protecting Area 51 so much if they weren't hiding something from us? When they heard that people would be raiding the area, they got all ready with their military and weapons, and they're definitely hiding something. So, do I think that the conspiracy is real? Not really. I was also wondering, where is Area 50, or maybe Area 49? How come there's just Area 51? Maybe they're hiding the aliens in a different area. Maybe we got it all wrong. What if the aliens are actually hiding out in Roswell, New Mexico? There was an alien sighting there in 1947. I'm actually from New Mexico, and I've been to Roswell. It's pretty cool. There's alien stuff everywhere. We went to, like, an alien museum. It was pretty cool. Now, I also have my friends to give their input on the conspiracy as well. Kayla, do you think there's actually aliens at Area 51?
Like you said, I don't know what's there, but they're definitely hiding something there. And I do agree. Like, what happened to Area 1, Area 2, Area 3?
Exactly.
All the way to 51. And why does it stop at 51? Why not just go to, like, 365? So, yeah, that's what I think. I think the same thing as Amber.
All right, now Cassidy's going to give her input.
I don't think that they're hiding aliens in Area 51. They could be hiding other stuff like nuclear plantations, or like they're creating something that they don't want us to see.
That's why they're guarding it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
be guarding if nothing was in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's something in there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't believe in that whole conspiracy, but I do believe that there could be some life form out in outer space, because there's like so much that we've never explored. We don't know if it goes on and on and on.
Because we're a little speck in the universe.
We've barely gone to the moon, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there could be like a life form out in space. Maybe it's not aliens. It could be like something else.
Like plant, like a moon plant.
That yeah, like a people. Plant that is.
A
yeah,
plant, like from Sims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Jetson. Have any of you seen the Jetsons? I feel like no one has, because it's like a really old
I've
show.
Seen the Jetsons.
Okay, good.
I've seen like a couple episodes.
But like the Jetsons is like all about what life is like in 2000, because it was made before 2000, and so like they were expecting us to have like these flying cars and like to travel to the moon as
but
field
some
trips.
Of the things they got right, like the video calling, like they thought that would happen now, and it is like FaceTime, so yeah. In conclusion, we don't really believe in the conspiracy that there's aliens in Area 51, but we do think that there's something there. That's why they're guarding it so heavily. But yeah, thank you so much for watching this podcast. And it really means a lot to me. I'll be making another episode soon, hopefully, with another conspiracy theory. So make sure to tune into that one if you get the chance. Also, thank you to the app Anchor for making this podcast possible. Thank you.